Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash. Good evening and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest,
Andrew Dixon.
Hi! It's good to have you back, Andrew.
Nice to be here.
Now, you've been away in the Isle of Skye.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular.
We were only away for 4 days, so we'll have to have a longer next year. But just 2 days on Skye, so we need a quick scoot around the highlights.
We need to do the North Coast 500, for sure. Now, I think on regarding that, if you would like to comment, you can comment straight onto Podbean. Or I will list the email here. You can send us an email, which is info@hughhattrick.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, and you'll get even more information there about exactly everything that we do and all the special offers that we can give you. But tonight, it's an epic motor racing special because we've had the Brazilian Grand Prix where we talked with Andrew Marr last week.
Yeah.
But this week, my goodness, I've never seen quite so many notes, Andrew.
Yeah, would you like to start off with Formula E?
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, I'll have a quick run through of what's coming up. We've got the results of the Formula E. We've got also the results of a special award for the Jim Clark Museum. Yeah. We've also a special message about Ferrari and the fact that their hybrid engines could potentially be illegal. And if that is the case, they could be banned for the entire season in terms of all the points that they've had so far will be absolutely worthless. And that will be that. So it will be starting from zero. And Jamie Chadwick in the W Series Championship will be defending her title. And now we'll see her points counting towards getting a super license. So it could well be, if she does well, that she could end up getting enough points to be in Formula One. Perhaps Williams or something like that might just take her on. You never know. Oh, yes. And Citroën have left the World Rally Championship after Ogier moves to Toyota. Now, I don't think we've done a podcast since the Jim Clark Rally. Since you were away.
No. Did you see much of the rally?
I did. Yes, Well, I went to the special, the Ford, to the Langton.
Was that the one that was cancelled?
On the Friday night, but it was back on the Saturday. I've got some really good footage, actually. It was very, very good. It had a lot of fun trying to do that. It was great fun. And there was a good turnout. Actually, there were over 100 cars, and it's going to be at the end of May again, the 31st of May. It's going to be.
I saw it from afar on both days.
I put it on Facebook Live so people could watch it if they want.
I just saw the cars lining up on the Friday and the Saturday night.
I went on to did that on the live show and that. So it was good. It was really good. But it's all about competitions. Before we get into the nitty gritty. There's a special competition. If you're in the Scottish Borders, if you're listening locally and you want to have a go, there's a special simulator. It's a cardboard cutout. Well, not a car, made of cardboard. It's actually very, very similar looking Lotus 49 that you can drive around the racetrack. Of course, it's a simulated racetrack at the Jim Clark Motorsport Museum. Now, the museum closes at the end of this month for a wee while. But on January the 4th and January the 5th, which is the weekend, just after the new year, you can get in there for, I think it's £3 to enter, and whoever gets the fastest lap will win an amazing prize. Mm-hmm. I reckon it will probably be some special Jim Clark memorabilia, maybe a jacket. It will be, I'm sure, something pretty decent, and they're opening up the museum just for that. So it's going to be pretty good. I think the lap time records were about 105.8, and that was the last I heard. I got a 109. When I did a practice. So I'm sure you can beat me, but it's going to be great fun. And you should definitely have a chance. The second competition is even more exciting, I would say, or certainly on par, because last week I was down in Leeds at SimTrack and we had a fantastic time. My goodness me, I drove a Ginetta Cup simulator race car, which was a real car at one point, that had a crash, but they rebuilt it, and now it's a full simulator special. Looks like identical to the real thing. You have to climb in. I could barely get into it. It was a fat man in a very expensive simulator. But once I managed to actually get in, I had none other than James Kellett give me instruction, and James Kellett was the racing driver who actually beat Lando Norris to the Ginetta Championship and a few years back. So really incredible tuition. But the big prize that they're doing is a winter special. It costs £50. You get half an hour in the driving seat, 20 minutes to get your to practice, and then 10 minutes to set a qualifying lap. It's going to be around Spa. So it's a challenging circuit, but there's going to be different categories for racing drivers and for just gamers and everyday arrive and drive. But there is a very special link, because if you go to our YouTube channel, which is Hugh Hattrick, and you'll watch our latest videos, one of those videos, which you'll have to see them both to find out which one, has James Kellett's lap of Spa. So if you watch that lap of Spa, you will get the inside information that you need so you can practice and get a very good time. So now that's something that's, that other people might not have a chance, but you'll only get that chance to see it.
Sounds like a good Christmas present as well, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. But it's absolutely fantastic. It's well worth going. And honestly, £50 for half an hour in that machine is a bargain, because the prize is a full morning session at SimTrack, which is worth over £500. You get a tour of the factory as well, which is incredible, by the way. It's like the ultimate boy's dream. It's just the cars that are in there are incredible, and you get to see the whole thing. And also driving that incredible simulator, you'll get amazing instruction. And honestly, you'll be taking so much time off your lap times. Right. And if you're a real racing driver and you want to practice, you can choose pretty much any circuit you want. They've got all the kind of specs, all the kind of stuff that you need, and all many of the cars that you want. So it's really absolutely brilliant. Thoroughly recommend it. Right. Now, the third incredible competition that we're actually doing is a F1 photo tile. Now, what we need is for any of you to comment or send us an email to ask for the picture of your choice. What is the pictures? Oh, you can send it in. You can put an attachment on your email and send it to info@hughhattrick.com, and we will look at them all and we will choose one, or we'll give you the options and we can choose one. And on the 2nd of December, 2019, we will then put this on my photo tile order. We will do the picture, send it in, and hopefully by around about Christmas time, we should have that, and we'll send it out to the winner. We're going to draw them out in a hat. But how do you qualify, you might wonder? You need to subscribe to all our channels. So not just to the Podbean, but also to our YouTube channels, which of course is Hugh Hattrick and Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. That's the best way to do it. And we will make sure if you do it to subscribe to all our channels, you get more chances of winning. There aren't any terms and conditions because I haven't read them.
And the lawyers haven't been in touch yet.
Exactly. It's podcasting. There's no risk. But I can assure you, we will put your names into a hat. And if you subscribe to more than one channel that we have, you'll get extra chances to go in. So a brilliant competition. Well, Andrew, it's over to you.
Yeah, last weekend we had the first double header race opening Formula E at Diriyah, and we had two British winners in the opening races. Sam Bird won the first race and Alexander Sims won the second, and Bird has become the only driver to win a race in each of the six seasons so far. And look how far Formula E's come so far.
Yeah.
I mean, remember when they had to
change cars.
That's midway. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Past history now.
Now they're supposed to look a bit different this year, aren't they? And sound a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you find that? Did you see any major change? What were the big changes that you saw?
Yeah, it just feels a bit more like Formula One now. Old Formula One, if you were. Not this year's Formula One, but no, it's got that feel. And yeah, it's like a proper race now that they don't have to hop about mid-race. And
do you think the tracks are going to get a bit longer because they're a bit
better? The battery life is just going to progress each and every year. Yeah, so the race, I mean, I think the race is about 40 minutes plus one lap now, and it's going to extend. It's going to become a Formula One distance soon. Yeah. So the progress is always there in the technology. So it's just developing that. And, well, road cars are going to benefit from that as well.
The
new electric cars. So.
I know that is certainly the case. Well, that's good.
But the only thing is, and it wasn't me, but someone on Twitter mentioned this, the BBC shouldn't hide Formula E away on the red button. They should put it on BBC Two as a rival to Formula One.
That's true, it's stuck away on the red button.
BBC Two is a prime time channel. They should put the qualifying and the races on BBC Two, please.
Yeah, no, that would be actually really good. That, but yeah, so it's now if you're following us on Facebook, on the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, and also on the Facebook, on my page on Hugh Hattrick, we have just advertised our show there. So any listeners, feel free to come in and comment. It would be fantastic to hear from you. So yeah, no, that is good. I mean, I have to say, I just hope that the tracks get a little bit longer in Formula E, because they are a little bit short.
I mean, they're back in London this season. Oh, which is good, but yeah. I keep suggesting we come and do somewhere
they
do around.
Silverstone. They could do Silverstone, the short circuit, or international, or Brands Hatch, you know, the national circuit.
I think it's more about the atmosphere, trying to get away from circuits and more cities. So I have mentioned Edinburgh a few times. Imagine that.
It might be quicker than a tram.
Well, yeah. but racing around the bottom of the castle or
up the Royal Mile. Kind of thing, isn't it? Yeah. Stuck in a blooming speed bump, or a kind of crater on the road. But yes, no, it would be something to certainly make it a bit better. But yeah, so there we are.
But no, both races, there was good racing in both, good crashes as well, which is what if you want that sort of thing.
But no, that's it, isn't it? So, well, I mean, it's certainly, if it could be exciting and it kind of works, then hopefully it will do a bit better.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's not working, but never mind. Okay, so we've advertised on Facebook. We can't quite get it on Twitter, but we're just about there. Mm-hmm.
The newly opened Jim Clark Motorsport Museum, which has welcomed over 10,000 visitors so far, has won the Royal Automobile Historic Awards Collection Award for their interpretation of the collection they have and the different sites in the Borders and in Fife. Associated with Jim, so that the historic awards really enjoyed what the room and all the people behind it have done for the area and for the Jim himself. So they've won that award, and at the very same awards, Nick Fennell, who comes up at least once a year to the room, and Classic Team Lotus also won an award for their restoration of Jim's Lotus 38 Indy 500 car. Nick's up often here in Duns. And it's just great that
it's done a huge amount for the town. I think next year is going to be even better, because when the Jim Clark rallies on, there'll be a lot more things happening too.
And well, we've got the Jim Clark Bistro as well now, so that should be open all year round, I think.
In terms of my sim centre as well, I was speaking to a chap called George Martin, who actually does esports for Formula One and for he's just returned from Formula E. So he's getting in touch more next week. I hope to have a podcast with him soon as well. But he was just telling me of what they kind of use, the kind of the sim rigs that they use and all of that stuff. And it's exciting. And I think we're definitely getting a step closer towards getting that and making it real for potentially maybe towards the end of next year. We'll just see. But I don't want to be too early on it. I think we want to get it right, get the funding right to make sure it all works, because we want to make it something really special. But I certainly think there's a huge, I mean, the guys were really excited about it and potentially said you might even get a sponsorship. So if it's going to be good, so we will keep you informed as to what's happening. But yeah, it sounds good.
And since the Brazil Grand Prix where Vettel and Leclerc took each other off,
that was a phenomenal race though. It was coming.
Well, they've Ferrari have had clear the air talks, but I don't know where I heard it, but even after that, I heard that they want rid of Vettel and they want Sainz to Ferrari.
That's great. That's so they just, but would Vettel go to McLaren?
It might take a year out, like I suggested last year, but he never listened to me. Take a year out, relax, come back, relax. But no.
I mean, that would be interesting, though. It would be interesting. I mean, because I still think he's got a huge amount to give, and he is very good. Yeah. But Leclerc is the kind of the heart now of Ferrari.
Yeah. And 2021, when all these rule changes come in, which we haven't really heard about yet, I mean, Alonso could possibly be back just for a year. But there could well be trouble at Ferrari, because Max Verstappen has drawn the attention of the FIA to the Ferrari power unit. And that is being scrutinised now. And if anything is found to be wrong, they could be excluded from all 2019 results.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That would be something they wouldn't be very happy.
No, not after their investment.
Yeah, I don't think Verstappen's going to go to Ferrari, that's for sure.
No, no.
But there is a place at Williams.
Well, I think Hülkenberg will have that.
Well, he's
He keeps saying he doesn't want to go back because it's a retrograde step. He wants to progress, but there's no seats left.
So he thinks he's taking you out and then to a test role or something.
Or
come back. But I think his places are somewhat limited. Mm-hmm.
Because Ocon starts immediately after the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Ah, he's testing, Renault, so. Yeah, it's good because I think now. Williams, are they not reverting back to, is it Mercedes power or not? Right. They were changing something.
Tonight I see Red Bull are staying with Honda.
Oh yes, yeah, right. And Toro Rosso are also getting Honda as well. Well, they're staying, they're retaining that. But I mean, it would be stupid not to, because I mean, that's a shame. They've done really well. And that Honda engine in Brazil was really it was quite powerful. I think, and that's just in 1 year, you kind of think what they could do. I think genuinely, Red Bulls could be right on it next year, so it might not be Ferrari again. I just don't know, but you never know where Mercedes are going to be too.
If Ferrari have been fiddling the times again, well, you just wonder what they'll do after 2021.
You've got to love the Italians, aren't they? They know how to do it.
A few t-shirts wouldn't go amiss.
Well, we just want to say welcome to all our listeners from all around the world. You're live on Podbean. It's the Car Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon.
Hello again.
I almost said Andrew Marr, but he's someone else tonight. So we're having it's really a mixed motor racing evening full of Formula One, rallying, and the whole thing. We've got all the intrigue. Because if Ferrari, for example, if they're found that their engines are dud or don't fit the regulations, that's it. And it's going to look very bad because it means on the trophy list is nothing there. Any wins they've had, that will go. So Leclerc and the rest of them who've won races this year and Vettel too, that will simply be taken off them. So it's not going to be great. But let us know your thoughts. Give us a comment. Have a wee cheeky like or a share. That would be fantastic.
So what was the Jim Clark Rally like for you then this year?
It was good. I had a great time because they had some fantastic cars. They had, I think, I'm not sure if it was a Group 1 rally car, but they had a absolutely brand new Fiesta WRC car. And it looked incredible, and it was popping and banging and doing all this stuff. So it was really good. I mean, I do love watching that now. I still think that with the Rally GB should be done up here, or at least more around the whole country, because it just doesn't get any coverage when it's in Wales. You know, it just gets no coverage at all. But the cars are amazing, especially. I mean, I love watching Petter Solberg. I watched him live at Goodwood, just on the live stream. And hopefully, we'll get a chance to go at some point in the next year or two. But he was incredible. He was like 17, and he was using every inch of the Goodwood track and more. And he was on the grass in his I think it was a Citroen DS3 board rally car. And just everyone was, all the crowds were going, whoa, because they all thought he was going to head off into the hay bales. And he set an incredible time, but absolutely amazing. These guys are just insane. But of course, on the 25th of November 2005, that was the death of Richard Burns, who died of cancer when it was a brain tumor. And so they were doing, a lot of people have put photographs up of him. He was such a good driver. And obviously with Colin McRae later on in that decade, it was such a loss for Britain, you know, for these two incredible drivers that were lost there. It's this time of year is pretty good. I mean, of course, we've got Abu Dhabi coming up. I think it could be a cracker of a race. I don't know if any of our listeners have ever been to Abu Dhabi for the Grand Prix, but it's supposed to be one of the best in terms of the most dramatic looking, because it starts during the day and then by the time it finishes, it's, you know, pitch dark. Well, it's all lit up with all the lights around Abu Dhabi. But I that's one of the races I really would like to go to, because it's just got it feels anything, the atmosphere just looks electric. Pretty the cars went a bit more noisy.
Next year there's the same amount of races, aren't there?
There are plans to make more races, but I don't know. How many more can you do? Because, I quite like actually a season that finishes at some point. I think if it goes on too long, I think it will lose some of its appeal. Yeah. You know, part of it was when it went from, you know, end of March to early October. That was it. I mean, you longed for a bit more. But actually, you know, it kind of meant that it was a real...
And now the down season, well, it's going to be 2 months or something.
Yeah, if that, you know, and it's the thing. But yeah, but yeah, but well, certainly what we should really try and do is get to some of the testing events in Spain. Mm-hmm. That would be really good in February, March time, or probably early February time. They used to, of course, do it at Jerez, which was great for anyone living in Europe, because it was literally 10 euros to get in. Yeah. You go down to, you could fly to Malaga for, you know, 30 quid or a few euros, and then going, it was about a 2 hour drive from Malaga to get to Jerez, and then you got in for a tenner, €10, and you got so close to the action. It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, now it's at Barcelona, so to be fair, it's quite cheap to get a flight
there. Barcelona,
It is, but I don't know how. I don't know. Maybe perhaps some of our listeners who may have been there.
Yeah, just don't try the catering at Barcelona Airport. I won't tell you the story just now, but I will at some stage.
And believe you me, Andrew's had quite some bugs, because the bugs he's had, he's tended to pass on to me.
Yeah.
So I know.
I'm okay tonight. But...
I'm glad. I thought they had to put the quarantine stickers
I've had my flu jab.
Oh, well. That's the thing. So tell us, for all our listeners out there, we have a very special competition to win an exclusive photo tile. Now, we're looking for an iconic Formula One picture, something like that would really stand out and that you would like to have on your wall. So let us know. Send us an email. Give us a comment. You can put an attachment of the picture you might like. You can save it off Google, and then we'll do it. As it's a one-off, I don't think, as far as I know, there's any regulations about that or copyright, only because we're giving it away for free, and it's a one-off.
And the lawyers don't know about it.
Yeah. Although I made us have an incriminating myself. But we're not selling it, and it's just a basic picture, but it should be quite fun. I've got a few. I've got one of Lewis Hamilton, one of Ayrton Senna. That's a nice thing. You can make your own little collection. So let us know what kind of photo tile that you would like, and we'll put you in the competition. All you need to do is subscribe and share to our channels, and let all your friends know about how great the Car Sim and Race Driver Show is. Now, are we almost finished those notes?
Well, nearly. Jamie Chadwick next year will be defending her title in the W Series, and next year the points will count towards a super license. So she's already a test driver for Williams.
For Williams, yeah.
So she may well become a full-time Williams driver.
Yeah, that would be something.
But the news for the W Series next year, I think the slowest six are gone, so they get six new drivers in
year. Yeah, they'll be struggling to get enough
drivers, Well, there's always enough coming through the ranks. So,
Yeah. It could be quite interesting. Yeah. But,
we enjoyed most of the races last year, didn't we?
Yeah, there were some actually. The reverse race was one of the best, actually. Mm-hmm. That was really, really good. And I think if they can keep going like that, it'll be something. Now, I don't know if any of you saw that was the World Formula 3, FIA Formula 3 Championship race in Macau, just on at the weekend there, or no, sort of a week past Saturday. And Sophia Flörsch, who had that colossal accident, was back racing.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, she ended up retiring from the race only because due to technical problems. But it was amazing to see her back. She was running, there's a huge grid, it was like 30-odd cars are in the race. And she finished at the time, she was running about 23rd, 24th when she retired. She had been up to 21st at one point. But that wasn't bad, because I think her qualifying didn't go very well, so she struggled a little bit there. But their new Formula 3 cars, brand new design, new engines, and they sound a bit more arty, actually. They look quite good.
John McGuinness was racing there as well, not on a bike. I don't think he took the start. I think there was technical problems, but he's come back after a serious injury as well.
But no, it's an incredible race to watch. And after Sophia's incredible crash last year, and you can follow her on Instagram. Just look up the Sophia Flörsch, and she has lots of pictures and interesting bits and interviews as to what she's been doing. Yeah. So it's good. It's great that she's back, because that accident probably thought, that's another one dead. Yeah. You know, it was a horrendous thing, but she survived it and was actually back in a car quite quickly after it. So it's great to see her back, and I'm sure hopefully next year she'll do quite better. I mean, I thought actually she might go into Formula W only because she's qualified.
You never know that the six spaces still to fill,
and it's more prestigious. And I think if you do well in that championship, you're probably more likely to be noticed and then go up there and maybe get chosen by somebody. Because it is definitely getting bigger.
That was only the first season, but they had six races, so I think there's more races next year.
Yeah, I think they'll need to do that, and maybe also combine it with bigger events as well.
Yeah,
I mean, what it really needs is a complement to like the British Grand Prix or something really big.
Because this year it was was on the same time as DTM, I think. Yeah,
Yeah, that's probably the David Coulthard connection, isn't it? Because he had done a lot of that.
But we've also got news just the other day that Citroën have left World Rally Championship with immediate effect after Sébastien Ogier has moved to Toyota.
All right. So
but to be honest, I haven't seen any World Rally race this year.
I don't know who covers them. I mean, you get it on YouTube. That's the thing. You can get some of it on YouTube.
But last year, Channel 4 were doing highlights, and I think Quest as well.
Channel 5 were doing something this year.
I just haven't caught any of them this year.
No. Or ITV4, I think, they were possibly doing it. But it's quite a thing.
But no, the one thing we have to watch is, well, keep abreast of where Hülkenberg is going next year, because he hasn't mentioned a thing. He's still all for Renault, well, because he has to. But then we'll have to see where Hülkenberg goes next year. So.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. Now, for some of our listeners, obviously this is the Car, Sim and Race Driver show, and we were talking earlier about sim racing. But what we would like you to tell us is, what are your favourite racing events? For example, is it Gran Turismo, or are you more of an Xbox fan, or do you like a set of Corsa and things like that? And what kind of sim rig would be your ideal rig? Because now, I mean, the technology is incredible. There was a video put on YouTube a few months back, which was all about the sim racing show, which was at the Nürburgring in Germany at the GP track. And it was incredible. Absolutely had all the latest gear from all these different companies. You could come in and drive and have a shot. And then it's also, they built this colossal kind of conference center there. It has like Bentley and all these incredible kind of car shops with all their best cars sitting there. I'd have to say next year we need to go to that. That would be incredible. Let us know about what kind of sim racing that you really like. Who are your favourite drivers? We will be having a show with, of course, Super GT, none other than Steve Alvarez Brown, who had a race with Lewis Hamilton over the weekend and there was plenty of controversy, but I'm not going to tell you what happened, because we hope to have him doing a live Podbean very soon with us as well. He raced Lewis Hamilton on Monaco. There was this World Finals at Monaco at the weekend there, and all sorts of things happened. So we'll be tuning in and letting you know more about that as we get closer to it.
And, well, hopefully you'll have a wee chat with...
with this guy, Josh Martin.
Yeah.
And I've got a few others, James Kellett as well. I've all hopefully agreed to do podcasts.
Well, by that time, it'll be nearly the Christmas edition.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a Christmas special. My goodness me. If you can stand that, you're getting good stead for the new year. But it was the thing. But you've been listening to the Car, Sim and Race Driver show. Remember, you can see our video channels on YouTube, which is under Hugh Hattrick, and also our Orlando Guide, which is a good fun event. If anyone is going to Orlando that you know about, send them to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide, or our website, which is www.hughhattrick.com. Or if you're leading car rental anywhere around the world in over 53,000 locations, if you go to cardealadvisor.co.uk, you can support the show and get a fantastic deal on your car rental. Anywhere in over 53,000 locations. So that's about it for this week. We'll have more information and more podcasts coming for you next week. And obviously, remember, you can see all our latest videos on our incredible day at SimTrack down in Leeds. That's on the YouTube channel. There's two parts to that, and our interview with Adam Croft as well. So have a fantastic week. It's great to speak to you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Any words to say?
You put me on the spot here.
Okay then.
just look at where Hülkenberg's going. There could be a surprise.
Yes, that would be something.
Yeah.
So it's time to get in your car and drive fast and try not to crash. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Bye for now.
Bye just now. At cardioadvisor.co.uk, we can help you save thousands of pounds on your next new car or van. And we can also source second-hand cars as well. And we can save you money on car rental, whether it be in the UK and abroad. Just click our rental link on the website. And we'll give you a free gift if you trade in your car with We Buy Any Car using our special website link. So go to the website now and see how much you can save. And it's back to the show. Thanks for listening. If listening to Disney music is getting you interested in going to Orlando, then you need Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's the perfect guide for everything that you need if you want to head to Orlando this year. Head to hughhattrick.com and get your copy now for just £5.50, including free postage for all UK residents. Enjoy, and it's back to the music. There we go.